Please show your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network by donating to lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sound.
Hello and welcome back. You're so much taller than the last time. You're listening to the Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on www.lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds. This is the PCC Music Showcase, brought to you by the producers of Parallel Music and the whole world in your ears. Listen, watch, learn, and follow the Lancer Radio Network on Facebook.com/Lancer Radio or Twitter.com/Lancer Radio or Instagram.com/Lancer Radio or YouTube or SoundCloud, whatever. Whatever you want to do, we're there. So we're there for you. So it's really up to you. And today we have a great show for you. Today we have a musician. I'm not going to introduce her because
yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, we have a great show. And the only reason the show is great today is because we have such a great musician. And like I said, I don't want to introduce her. I want her to introduce herself. So please lean forward into the microphone and tell us who you are and what you're all about.
Hi, my name is Mesmi. And I'm a contemporary singer-songwriter from the local area, SGV, woo-woo. So I write my songs and I sing them, and that's basically what I do.
Wow. But tell us how long you've been doing it, because I think everyone's going to be a little bit surprised once they actually hear what you do.
Okay, so officially, I've been out, because I basically was a closet creative person for a really long time, and had all these issues in my head about it.
She was scared.
I was super scared, but I didn't even realize it. I was in denial about it too. I didn't even know I was scared. That was how bad it was. But basically, a few things happened. I came back. I was abroad for a year doing research, and then I was home. I had started working a little bit, and I got laid off. And then that was, good and bad. It was good because it made me kind of face what I was doing.
Wait, we're passing through a lot right now.
Yeah. Okay, so. I'm memorizing this. Yeah, I want to go back and ask.
Backtrack.
First, where'd you study abroad?
Yes, there we go.
Okay. I studied abroad in South Korea.
Oh, okay, wow.
I had a research grant for 1 year. And, okay, so, this is how in denial I was, or, how secretive I was about this. I had a research project on music in Korea, but I still, I was trying to legitimize everything by keeping it academic, and I didn't tell my parents what this project was about because, no one could know I was involved in music. And
what were you researching, if I can ask?
K-pop, actually.
K-pop?
Kind of the history and evolution of K-pop from the 70s onward, and then with a concentration on, the last 10 years when it's really blown up.
Oh, yeah, it's
and
huge.
Yeah, internationally, as well as, in Asia, too.
So real quick, give everybody your background, because they can't see you. So let them know who you are.
Okay. Well, if you can't see me, you should look on the Facebook Lancer Radio page later, because we're going to put up pictures.
Already promoting.
Also, mesmi.tumblr.com/say hi.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Say dash hi.
So. Yeah, that's my about section. Awesome. So I'll put up photos, too, on my Tumblr. But
Yes, describe yourself.
Myself.
Personality. Looks, everything. Nationality.
I'm just gonna I'm short.
Okay.
I'm short. I'm Asian American.
Okay.
I'm Taiwanese.
Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. Got my Taiwan pride. Taiwanese American. So I was born here. My parents moved here and 1980, I guess. So both of my brother, I have an older brother. We're both born here. I was actually born in the Midwest, but I don't remember it because I moved to the D.C. area when I was really young. So I grew up there, actually, in Northern Virginia, Fairfax, near D.C. And then had about half my life there, and then we moved to the West Coast here. And I did middle school and high school here, and then I went to the South for college. I went to Texas. Wow. I mean, if you love Texas, that's great. I was in Houston. It was okay, but it wasn't the best place for me.
Yeah.
So once college was done, I came back home. And so that's kind of my background. And I guess that's a little bit how I look. Honestly, if you want to see how I look, there will be the pictures. So just look at the pictures. Yeah.
So do you speak multiple languages?
A little bit, yeah. So I'm Taiwanese, but I speak Mandarin. And that's Mandarin Chinese. A little bit of Taiwanese, which is what my parents speak. They speak both fluently, but they mixed them growing up. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the main language is Mandarin, so that's more of what we learned. Like, we went to, like, Chinese school mm-hmm. and stuff. And I actually didn't know much or use much until I was, like, the rebellious kid or just, like, the not very good kid that went to Chinese school and didn't learn it. So I only really wanted to learn it in college, and that's when I picked up more. And that's also when I did Korean. I did an Asian studies major and was traveling to Korea and Taiwan for study abroad and for internships and stuff. So I really got to learn my languages there. But it's sad because I also did 4 years of Spanish in high school, and that just mm-hmm. basically all got pushed wow. out by Korean Jeez. And Chinese. So I need to take, like, a refresher course for that.
Did your research in South Korea, did that encourage your current interest in music or anything?
I would say it didn't encourage it, I think, because it was already there.
Oh, it propelled it.
It definitely expanded kind of the overall view of music, I guess, because my project was seeing how culture and music are tied together. My project was actually a study on, like, the lyrics of Korean songs mm-hmm. and how they reflect society and how society reflects music. So I got to see this big view of how, like, politics played a part and the shift of the economy and the culture. So kind of seeing how music mm-hmm. and everything else interacts.
Could you tell us a little something interesting that you learned, something from that entire, you know, studying abroad experience?
Something I learned. There's a lot. I don't know where to start. Like, there's definitely a historical part, mm-hmm. something interesting about the history of Korea. A lot of the dates, some of them are very parallel to Taiwan, which is also what was interesting for me, like occupation from Japan from 1900 to 1950 about, and then the Korean War was around 1950 to 1953, and then a lot of poverty afterward, then martial law up to through the 70s and the 80s, and then Declaration of Democracy by 87, and you'll see a lot more prosperity then, and then through the 90s, kind of like a little more freedom, and just each generation, it was like such a vast change. So mm-hmm. that's really interesting, seeing how the music reflects that. So, like, with the martial law, 70s, 80s, you've got a lot of protest songs, and then once you get to the 90s, you got your pop coming in, and yeah. the whole kind of, like, idea of celebrity. And now you've got, you know, K-pop in the 2000s and beyond. So, yeah.
What's that one K-pop song that goes Marshmallow? Marshmallow. You know which one I'm talking about? That's the only one I know.
I have no clue, but I feel like I've probably seen a picture of it. I think it's probably by a girl group, maybe.
Yeah, it is by a girl group. I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's one of the newer ones. I kind of, like, fell off the K-pop train.
I see.
After high school, yeah.
The K-pop train, nice. You don't plan on getting back onto the K-pop train?
If anyone wants to collaborate with me who's in the K-pop world, let me know. I mean, I still enjoy the sounds a lot, but I just mm-hmm. don't keep up with it as much. I'm, like, already drowning and trying to keep up with all the new stuff that's coming out through the UK and, yeah, the indie scene. So.
You know what? I want to know about this laid-off stuff. Let's get into some off-topic stuff, some juiciness. And then you can continue your background and everything.
I mean, that's part of the background.
Okay.
So I was in denial about music. I was like, I gotta see what the working world is like and be a responsible adult, even though I have no clue what's going on. But, you know, you do have to figure things out. So, I worked, and then in that time I was, like, applying for stuff. So that's when I went abroad, and then I came back and looked for work again. I had a bunch of things when I came back. I had, like, a month. No one from the office will ever hear this, right? Okay, I was at this law office for a month temping, and it was kind of a crazy time. And it was just because everyone told me I'd make such a great lawyer, like, especially my family, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, if I wasn't going to do the medical route, which I already, like, nixed.
But why did you get laid off? Let's get to it. What happened?
Oh, no. Okay, it's not that juicy. It's not juicy. Okay, that's a different place.
I want you to cry.
Yeah.
I won't cry. I'm going to talk about something else to make me cry. But it was actually a great company. It was an internet startup, and it was called loveit.com. They did social media kind of stuff, but it was a startup, so things are really chancy and dicey. And basically, mm-hmm. I was there 6 months. Things were going fine, but the company, I think, wasn't doing that well. Mm-hmm. The company itself wasn't doing that well. So they kind of laid off everyone by the end of the year. Yeah, and they kept like a core team of maybe 5 or 6, but it was really just dwindling. I heard later that it just shut down. So I got laid off, and that's what happened. And I was also approaching like my birthday around the same time. And I was like, great, I'm getting older, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't have a job. Mm-hmm. So that's when I kind of faced the music thing and was like, you know, this is something you've really wanted to do for a long time, and you've never admitted it to yourself or to anyone else. So what's stopping you? And that's when I realized, like, I was just scared, and I couldn't let that be the issue anymore. Well, I was like, not getting any younger, better do it now.
I see. And you do it now, and you're going to do it for us right now.
Okay.
No, your background's very interesting on music, and if you could show us what all that background has built up to, that would be great. If you could, while you're setting up, I guess we're just going to talk over here about you behind your back.
Really quick, though, what instruments do you play?
Oh.
Okay, so I play, keys are my main. Mm-hmm. I've been learning guitar for a few years, though it's still like quite elementary, just to warn y'all. And other than that, I did like clarinet and violin growing up a little bit. And I took actually a couple classes here at PCC for Chinese music. So I play a little bit of the erhu, which is like a 2-string violin where the bow is stuck in the middle. That one's fun. I like that.
Okay, and how long have you been singing?
Singing publicly like a year, secretly for a very long time, I guess, and piano about 12 years classical.
Okay. So while you go set up, we will banter amongst ourselves.
Talk about me behind my back.
So if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the PCC Music Showcase with myself, DeMario Ray, and who is this? Chris Vinon.
Christopher Vinon.
And this is our fourth PCC Music Showcase of the semester, and our last. The semester is ending next week, and we'll take a long summer break, and hopefully we might come back with more momentum and juice and people. And Chris, so what can you expect from this artist right now?
I can just expect great things. I have great expectations for her. That's a good book, and I don't know. I was reading it earlier right before the show, and I guess it's rubbing off because that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, we listened to her warm up before the show, and it's very soothing.
Oh, yeah, very soothing.
Nice and smooth. So what are you going to play for us right now?
What are you going to play for us?
Oh, okay. I'm going to play I'm going to start off with kind of this fun song. It has a bit of a like mod vibe, and it's one that I've recently been playing out. I wrote it last year, and it's called Keep It Simple.
Hey you, lurking round the corner bar with your head hung low in a pickle jar. Hey you, strutting down Grand Boulevard with your cheetah boots and your blue guitar. Hey you, hey you, hey you, all ticked out in suit and tie, numbers in your head till the day you die. Hey you, kissing up a trouble storm, looking for love in all the wrong forms. What you're making life out to be, whoa, trying to get past the things that you need. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple, simple, simple. Keep it simple. Hey you, criticizing anything that doesn't match your vanity. Hey you, floating round the ocean floor, counting down till you crash the shore. Hey you, hey you, hey you, shouting out obscenities to every chick you meet out on the street. Hey, you, married to your brand new phone, won't go anywhere that it won't roam. What you're making life out to be, whoa, trying to get past the things that you need. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple, simple, simple. Keep it simple. What you're making life out to be, whoa, trying to get past the things that you need. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple, simple, simple. Keep it simple. One more time, keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Thank you for your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network and donating to LancerRadio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Walking, walking, we are all walking at the same old pace. Sitting, sitting, we are all sitting in the same boxed place. On the streets, in the dark, we keep playing our part. And looking up, we reach for bright shining lights. Wondering how they ever got so high. Shining lights can't save a man's mind, they only make souls go blind. Maybe it's time to move from bright shining light. Itching, itching, we're all itching for a brand new change. Screaming, screaming, we're all screaming but can't hear a thing. On the streets, in the dark, we somehow lost our heart. So, looking up, we reach for bright shining lights. Wondering how they ever got so high. But even bright shining lights can't save a man's mind. They only make souls go blind. Maybe it's time to move from bright shining lights. Well, in a life, shouldn't be so desperate to cry. Should have known that life was more than lights just passing by. Pulled by green and cold, we all burn in the undertow. Why is it so hard to let this light go? See, looking up, we reach for bright shining lights. Wondering how they ever got so high. Even bright shining lights can't save a man's mind. They only make souls go blind. Maybe it's time to move from bright shining lights. Baby, it's time to move from bright shining lights.
And that was music here on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on www.lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds. This is the PCC Music Showcase, brought to you by the producers of Parallel Music and The Whole World in Your Ears. Listen, watch, learn, and follow the Lancer Radio Network on Facebook.com, Twitter.com, Instagram.com, YouTube.com, and SoundCloud.com. And all of those, it's going to be a /PCC Lancer Radio, and you can hear all the show there. You can hear the great music that we're playing. You can hear the great music you just heard, which was by Mesme. Could you tell us, because you didn't get to talk about that song, could you please tell us what that song was about? It was
amazing.
It was a good song.
Thanks. So that song is called Bright Shining Lights. Mm-hmm. It's actually my first single I released last fall in November, and it's got a music video on YouTube too, so connect with me. I'm all over the channels as well. But it's about... do you have any ideas? I'd like to ask and see what people think,
too. Well, I actually wanted to ask, because it seems like you wrote that by a city or something. Like it
kind of.
Kind of?
Yeah, like I definitely was thinking about kind of, I guess, between the city and the suburbs, kind of like wherever you are. But it's a little bit about striving and, you know, a lot of hype, and everyone hears about things and you feel like life is supposed to be a certain way, or you feel like you want certain things even if they're not great, but they're bright and they're glittery, and it's, in a way, it's like about dissatisfaction too.
Could you elaborate a little bit on the, you said that, you know, people have a like an idea of life the way it's supposed to go, the way it's supposed to be. They have this image of, you know, of life. So could you tell us what that image is, what you think most people think?
So they're definitely ideas of life, but this specific song, I guess, was kind of in reaction to like media culture and how a lot of things are propagated through like trashy reality shows and things, which are fun, you know, and can be great like entertainment when you just want to veg out. But I think a lot of it seeps into like, you know, Keeping Up with the Joneses and this idea of success and just being really on, and just ideas of what is a successful person and what is what makes it, you know, what makes you happy. And a lot of times I think the things that we turn to make us happy, or the things that we get caught up in proving ourselves and proving our worth and thinking that will make us happy, takes us farther away from the answer.
Now, what do you think a successful person is? What does a successful person look like?
Successful person. You know, to be fair, everyone has to define it for themselves, but I guess, yeah, I think for a successful person, it's someone who sets their own ideas and goals and is able to reach them. For me, I would say like maybe more like a life well lived, or what I think a successful life would be someone who you find happiness in the simple things, but the things that last, and it's not in we're having a deep talk right now. It's not in having to prove things, but just like enjoying the basics, you know, and in the meantime, hopefully enjoying the people around you and building deep relationships, and that in that way, and in your own life, working to better something. And it doesn't mean your life is on a crusade, but you enjoy it and you're able to feel like you're contributing to something and something you care about. That's like the big thing.
Okay. And so you said not like a crusade, but I mean,
not a crusade.
It seems like you're crusading. I mean, like you're striving towards something, you know? And
I mean, I'm definitely working for something, but part of my whole thing, my personality as well as how it plays out and the music is, and as an artist, is like this is where like the whole struggle and tussle comes in, of course, because as an artist, you have to promote yourself, you have to get your music out there, and you have to have a certain confidence in what you do. But at the same time, I like abhor when people like push things at you, and I think in this day and age, when anyone tries to push things at you, you're a little like, give me my time, give me my own mind space to think about it, like make it my choice.
You know what? You should actually have a heads up on most artists, because you actually worked in social media and about getting the word out about yourself and stuff like that. That would be the best and easiest way. So how are you at that?
At social media?
Is that why you got laid off? Is because you weren't that great at it?
I told you. The company was having a hard time, okay? But I actually got promoted while I was there.
Okay.
But
yeah, how do you promote yourself? Via the internet or social media or anything like that? What advice would you give people?
What advice would I give people? I would say, you mean to someone like doing the art thing, doing the music thing?
Musicians, yes.
Okay.
Anyone who's in the business of promoting their art.
I would say be on, but don't get caught up. Be like very time management oriented. Like, because you can get really caught up in the social media stuff and it can consume what you're doing and it can take over the art, which I think is not great at all either. But you got to have some component of it. So it's great if you can have team people to help you post up stuff, or if you can just, you know, put a certain time and be like, I'm going to spend this much time doing it, and then the rest of the time I'm going to be writing. And as much as important as all the social online stuff is, and by the way, this is from a girl who like doesn't have a smartphone, and I don't even have text on my phone. So if anyone in this radio station texted me to get in touch, I'm sorry if I didn't reply, but I just don't get text. I know, people are like, you need to get a smartphone. But anyway, as important as all that online stuff is, just as important as like being out and about, like you gotta be places, you gotta be playing at different places, meeting musicians, you gotta meet your community in person. So.
And how do you go about that? Like, are you on Facebook? Which social networking sites are you on?
Yeah. Online. Honestly, they tell you everything. So online, I'm everywhere. I'm like a troll. I'm like, I've got like a Pinterest account. I've got Twitter. I've got Facebook. I've got YouTube. I've got Tumblr. I've got SoundCloud. I've got other things you haven't even heard of. Things like there's a site called Gig'em, which is for networking musicians. I've got this thing called Neon Grid, which does like music crediting. So I'm on everything basically. And right now my approach is like, let's try everything and see what works. And, let's meet some people. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot to be said for a focused approach too. So if you can get a really high amount of Twitter followers or YouTube followers, you should concentrate on that as well. And I'm being like the social media guru. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Earlier we were talking about what you actually look like and, you know, how you define yourself. I mean, how do you try to define yourself online? What's the image that you're trying to throw out there?
So right now, a lot of the songs I write for this project. So I released my first mini album late last year, like late December. And it's on iTunes and Spotify. So if you want to take a listen, it's all there. Also the music videos on YouTube. But the first project, I guess, all these songs are coming out of that place of searching and trying to figure things out, and you know, self-identity and like my place in the world. And I feel like this is something kind of everyone goes through and everyone feels and experiences, especially this age, like 20s and young adult generation, figure things out.
Well, so, you know, now that we're talking about your music, why don't we go ahead and listen to some of your music? So, yeah, if you could go ahead and set up your instruments, and once you're over there, tell us a little bit about the song you're going to play.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about all the social media stuff. Like, you really have to be involved in it. And if you don't have a team, like, who was it? The people who created Pandora, they said almost now, if you're in a band, your fifth member or sixth member, whoever it is, has to be just social media.
Yeah.
Because it's that important now. So it's crazy how that is.
Yeah, well, there are 7 billion people like on this planet, and you have to stand out from them, especially with music and stuff like that. So social media is definitely a big part in that. And
it's cool.
But social media won't make up for the fact that you can't perform. So I'm glad we have a musician that can perform over here who doesn't have a smartphone. It's kind of the other way around. So let's go ahead and listen to that.
Okay. So this song is called Anywhere, and it's really new. I just wrote it like a month or two ago. I wanted to share it because I actually wrote it kind of in for with a class I'm taking here at PCC.
Up the steps, 2x2, I'll follow you anywhere. Remember the time I said it's too dark, oh no, I can't go there. But then something moved, something pure, right and true. Your hands pulling me through. So up the steps, two by two, I'll follow you anywhere. Us with untold scars, no time to spare. But we forge this through ice and flame. No change can make what's woven tear. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Side by side, come what may. So up the steps, two by two, I'll follow you. And anywhere, anywhere.
Please show your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network by donating to LancerRadio.org. Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Winding road, when will you straighten for me? When will you let me see beyond the bend, beyond the place I stand, beyond the ground at hand, where the river runs straight to the sea? It's a long way home when you've got no sense of which way's north, running circles again. All I ask is for a little guide and touch. Don't leave me lost to my mind's own clutch. Winding road, when will you straighten for me? Or will you let me see where I'm to end? What I'm working toward, what I'm living for, what all this senselessness will come to mean? Oh, my empty heart, it can take no more of these false starts. Leave you worse than before. Restlessness, it has a face that erases mine, leaves no trace. Winding road, when will you straighten for me? Oh, it's so hard to see where I'm to go. Bound by the place I'm from, bound to the way I've come. Waiting for some wish to set me free. Thank you. golden road. When will you straighten for me? Hey, hey, when will you let me see beyond the bend? Oh, beyond the place I stand, beyond the ground. Taken to the breeze, when I will be as I am to be.
You're listening to the Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on www.lancerradio.org. Pasadena Campus Sounds. This is the PCC Music Showcase, brought to you by the producers of Parallel Music and The Whole World in Your Ears. Listen, watch, learn, and follow the Lancer Radio Network on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, and MySpace. Oh, no. No. Who cares about MySpace? But anyways.
Justin Timberlake bought it.
Oh, he did. Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, a long time ago.
But
no one still cares.
I know. They're trying.
Well, speaking of Justin Timberlake, I am Christopher Vinon. This is DeMario.
Yes.
And this is Mesmi. I don't know. That was a bad transition, but it's all right. You know,
speaking of who's who.
Yeah, I'm on the microphone. I can do whatever I want. So. Anyways,
it works.
That was Mesmi, and that was I was just mesmerized. I think that would be a good way to put it. Could you?
Thank you.
Tell us about that song. It was pretty sad, actually. It made me feel sad.
What is it called again? The name?
That one's called Winding Road. So that was actually one of the first ones I wrote, 2012, 2013, when I was working in a job I didn't know what I was doing. And I took a break, you know, those 15-minute obligatory breaks you get. Mm-hmm. And I was just walking around the neighborhood, and I was like, man, what's going on? And what am I going to do with my life? And so that song's kind of out of that place where you're feeling really lost, really frustrated. And it's like, it's like you've been here before, you know, and you still haven't figured things out. And it's kind of, I guess, like a bit of a hopelessness, but wanting things to clear up and to move forward.
I see.
Now everything you only perform solo, is that?
I usually, I don't have a band. I have played kind of like with friends who play cajon or rhythm, sometimes like accompanying me if I'm on a guitar. They might do keys or something, but usually it's a solo thing.
Now I'm trying to figure out what would be her like niche, her genre.
What
do you think so far from the selections that we have heard? And this is all your original music?
This is all my original stuff.
Awesome.
That I write and play.
Yeah. I honestly don't know, because there's a lot of variety in there. With, I mean, not because your voice is, I mean, not that it's static, but I mean, your voice transition, it's pretty similar with each song, but
the
music changes a lot with your mood, so I can't really.
It's almost like folk music or contemporary.
Folk, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You sing ballads, obviously, they're all ballads. I can see, like, they're almost perfect for, like, Disney movies.
Disney
movies.
I don't know if that's a goal for you, but like,
like
what's the one that won the Oscar recently?
Let it go.
You know, it's like,
yeah, the Frozen one.
That one's all over the place. I get like 5 million requests if I play at a farmer's market or something.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Like all the kids are like, do you know Let It Go?
See, yeah. See, so I'm right on. I know what the kids know.
The kids are on it.
I'm in tune, baby.
That's where the power is. Hands of the children.
Well, the kids are our future, so.
That's true.
So let's talk about, because Mesmi is a Pasadena City College student.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that. Like, are you taking music classes? Obviously, you have to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, I'm taking a guitar class. That's where the one a couple songs before, Anywhere, was written for, and that was like kind of actually a departure from my usual song. I don't like right now. It's all the like figuring out life songs. So I was like, I should do a sweet kind of lovey song. So I usually don't do those, but so I'm taking guitar class right now, and I've taken other ones. I've taken production. I've taken, like, recording, multimedia stuff, other music classes. I've taken some like culture history ones, and I take a bunch of art stuff. I also do like photography and crafts and stuff. So I've taken some art classes here as well.
Going back to, you know, how you were afraid to get out in front of and sing in front of people.
Yeah.
How were you, speaking of Let It Go, how were you able to let that go? How did PCC have a big part in that?
PCC was definitely during that time when I was figuring things out, but like still in denial. So it was definitely important in making, because it was like the first step in making myself try. You know, there were classes where you had to put your songs in front of people and stuff. So it was really good for doing kind of like walking out in a safe space, and as well as learning new skills. You know, it's great for that. There's so many great resources here with the music program. And before, we didn't have the new music building, but now we have the new music building. And there's so many things you can, so many nice things you can use, like the rehearsal space and the studio. So, yeah, it was definitely part of that. But I was, the beginning before this year, I was still in denial. So, no one knew I was taking classes other than me.
So how were you able to let it go? How were you able to call us up on Facebook?
Yeah.
And say, hey, I want to be on the radio. I want to perform.
Well, I mean, it's been about a year now. So that, like, let it go moment, I guess, was, like, right getting laid off that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of being like, there's this whole empty blank canvas in front of you and you have to step forward. But, like, which direction do you pick? And so that's why I went, like, you know, facing the big elephant in the room that I never acknowledged. And
what did you have a dream? Did you just wake up? Did somebody slap you?
No, it's always
an actual elephant.
Elephant stepped on my head.
Wow.
No, it's just always been in the background, and then it's just like I've done music or things related to music, but I've always kept it really quiet and like on the down low, and so no one in my family or my friends like really knew about it. And I, like, even though I did it, I didn't admit how important it was to me or how much I really like this would be what I wanted to do. Until I got laid off, and then.
So laid off is the let it go moment.
Laid off, well, that and growing older, because I got laid off right around my birthday too. So I was like, man, I'm like turning this like new age and a lot older. I'm how old am I now? I'm 26. I was turning 25. So I was like, I'm quarter century old. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I don't have a job. And
you're also a quarter century from not being born too. So you don't have to.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll look at it that way.
Okay.
and what else was it? Oh, and the new year was coming. I was like, and it's like around the new year. So like, what's going on? And so I went on this like mini mountain retreat for myself to try and figure out life, which was my wild hair idea. My parents were so not into it. They're like, you're crazy. You're going into the mountains alone, camping, blah, blah, blah. And I went in my car. And so it was kind of like all these things with the new year and being like, so that was 2012. And then 2013, I was like, you know what? This is something you've always wanted to do. You should try it. You're not getting younger. This is it. And that was the moment. So 2013, since then, I've been playing out, writing, recording, looking for producers, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And now I'm here with you guys.
Yeah, and now you are here with us. So could you please do what you are here to do?
Okay. I'd love to play a song.
Thank you.
When was your let it go moment, Chris?
I guess my let it go moment was, it's kind of hard to talk about. It was actually in the third grade. I was holding a ball, and I was very attached to it for about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. And my mom was, you know, Chris, just drop the ball, you know, let it go, Chris. Come on, you can't hold on to that. I was even holding it when I showered and everything.
We don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
All right, and with that, we will transition to something that makes a little bit more sense, some of Mesmi's music.
Okay, so this one's called Going Going. This is actually the second song on my mini album and also on iTunes and Spotify and all that if you want to give it a listen. Right now I'm playing like the acoustic version for y'all, but if you hear the recorded version, it's got a bit more fleshed out.
Thank you.
faced the ocean and lost yourself to the tide. Told yourself, yeah, just dip your feet in, then a wave changed your mind. Just felt like going, going, going.
Thank you for your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network and donating to LancerRadio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Shuffling steps, hardwood floors and sparkling glass. Whitewash walls are taught you never. Between what's yours and yours when hideaway to twist your words to rig your fate with smiles that keep what's seen unseen. Welcome to to the land of doors, turn off the lights. Don't let them know how much you're alive. See, we're the picture of convention, but the road to hell's paved with good intentions. Welcome to
that was great. And before we talk about how great that was, you're listening to the Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on www.lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds. This is the PCC Music Showcase, brought to you by the producers of Parallel Music and the whole world in your ears. Listen, watch, learn, and follow the Lancer Radio Network on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud. Yeah, well, those are all the sites that we're on, and
it's true.
And eHarmony. Pretty sure we're on eHarmony.
No, that's not true.
No, OkCupid.
Okay. Well, we'll be on eHarmony soon. So
yes.
If you know,
if not us, Mess Me's music will be.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah.
Only hope.
Yes.
It's a perfect match
eHarmony,
for everyone.
Give me a call.
Well, that was a great song.
Thank you.
The piano in that was awesome, especially in the beginning there.
Riff.
Yeah, just, and like, I know you guys can't see what's going on, but her fingers were all over the place.
Yeah. Thank you.
So if you could please tell us what that song was about, what inspired that music.
One's called Stranger's House, and I'm kind of in the midst of recording it now, so it's not out yet, but.
Premiere.
But that one is kind of just being. It's a little bit about like roots and origins and where you come from, you know, family or place, and maybe something that should. It's like that like weird discordant feeling, where it's like something that should be familiar and comforting, or kind of like what we talked about before, like this idea of life, things that you think in life should be familiar and comforting, like that ideal, and having them. Come out in a different way, you know, leaving you feeling cold or lonely or empty.
Lonely or empty.
Mm-hmm. So that discordance. Yeah.
All right. Well,
we got about. Yeah.
That was a.
Go ahead. That was what?
Oh, I just wanted to say that kind of music seems to reflect what you really talk about on your website. And we haven't really mentioned a lot of what you say on your website, and I'd really like, before the show we were talking about one little sentence that I really liked in your little bio or whatever, your little synopsis of who you are, and that sentence was, if you could please say that to everyone.
Yeah, sure. So my thing is I try to make music that listens, and part of that is that I think a lot of, for me, music is about like the understanding and the connection. So I want my songs, when you hear them, to make you feel like you're being listened to and to connect in that way, almost like you're having a conversation. And even if, as the artist, I can't be there in person to be with you in whatever you're going through or to be face to face, that through the song you feel listened to, or like someone has heard you, you know, and can say it back to you. And so. That's what I call it. I call it that, music that listens, or music for the unknown.
That's cool. Could you tell us a little, I mean, the music for the unknown, what does that mean?
I kind of say that to, because it's able to apply to a lot of things for me. You know, I was coming out of an unknown place. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was searching a lot. So it's kind of music for people who are in that that place in life, as well as I'm an unknown artist, you know, and people are getting to know me as well. So it goes always, but Yeah. And I do really want to encourage people to, we were talking about the genre, to go on Spotify or something to take a listen, because it actually right now sounds pretty different. Like once I get in the studio, it kind of takes a new life. So like Bright Shining Lights actually sounds more like Folktronica. It's got this electronic, like dreamy component. Going has like electric guitar, so it's got a bit of like the rock side.
Wow.
And There Will Be, which I'm gonna play next for you guys, has like this old school hip hop beat behind it.
Yeah,
and, like,
go
a
ahead.
Big choir.
Go ahead and because we're running out of time. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that song.
Oh, I just did. So it's called There Will Be. Well, actually, since we only have a little bit of time, can I actually share? I have a show coming up.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
On Friday.
I was going to tell people that while you set up, since we're running out of time. I already have it open.
Then I can go set up if you want to do that.
There's
one on May 9th, which I can let people know.
I will. She was saying there's one tonight. It's at Amera Coffee and Chocolate. It's going to be from 8 to 9 p.m. It's going to be on the 55 South Raymond Avenue in Old Town Pasadena. It's for all ages, and it's also free. And there's also going to be another event next Friday, for Friday, May 9th. So it's going to be at the Silver Lake Lounge. It's going to start at p.m.
At 16:50. Starts at 7, but the lineup's mixed up.
Okay, yeah, it starts at 7 p.m. The show starts, but we don't know when she will be there. It's the address for that is 1652 North Cherokee Avenue, Los Angeles, 18 and over, and tickets are $12. And if you you can save money with the promo code, which is MESMI244, which is MESMI244. And that's only when you buy in advance online. And the offer expires? Well, it's already expired.
Yep.
Actually, there's a new one. So just go on my Facebook.
Yes.
And,
all right, cool.
All the details will be on Facebook or Tumblr.
Okay, and we want to thank everybody for
definitely
listening.
We'd love to see you. There are a lot of other cool artists that night.
Okay.
So it'll be like a night of live music. Come to Silver Lake.
And we want to thank everybody for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
To the
PCC Music Showcase, where we show you great music like what you're about to hear right now. Take it away, Mesmi.
Thank you. So this is There Will Be, last one on the mini album. And here we go, the acoustic version for y'all.
There will be times they count you out. There will be times they call you a fool. There will be times you're afraid it's true. So count out the days, number the nights. Yeah, everything worthy is worth a good fight. And steady your pulse and set your face. The shouts you hear now are teaching you strength. Ooh, 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 ooh. Cruelty and kindness.
Please show your continued support of the Lancer Radio Network by donating to lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds.